Okay, we'll take a break from our Asher Yatzar series to try to talk about something which is totally personal to me. You know, that I had a girl, Baruch Hashem, and the last time I had a girl was 10 years ago. So I forgot most of the halachos pertaining to naming girls. I tried to look back at my notes and tried to add a little bit to try to figure out what, I mean, it's pretty time we have until tomorrow morning to make a decision and finalize all the aspects. So the first question is naming a baby in general a mitzvah at all? So we find two psukim in Bereishis, Vayikra Adam Shem Ishto Chava, that Adam specifically calls his wife a name, gives her a name. And we also say Vayikra Adam Shemos to all the chayos. So you see, clearly there's some type of tzivoy, like Adam called them a name. The fact that he called them a name, you see there's some aspect, and some of the posts can discuss that it's a quasi-mitzvah in actually giving a child a name. Okay. Now, part of the idea of naming is very important. In the past few parashas, we saw that one of the reasons why the Jewish people were able to go out of Mitzrayim is, well, Shinu Shmam. They didn't change their name. So again, this, you see a concept that the name, or having a name, is not just a haphazard thing. You know, I have an English name and a Hebrew name, which is extremely confusing in the legal profession, but that's a separate discussion. The whole idea is that we should not change our names and give ourselves, non-Yiddish names, to put it lightly, is a whole Indian within itself. However, there is also a concept in Halakha called Shmagarim, that the name that you choose somehow affects a person's personality and his actions. So the name, again, so a little bit of background, that the name is not just a haphazard thing. We know, you get Ruach HaKodesh when you name a child. So there is some deeper aspect as well. But then let's get talk tachos. The question everyone's on everyone's mind is, who gets to name it? The tati or the mama? The mother or the father? Who has first dibs on choosing the name? No, what's the
simple answer? You have nothing to say.
You have nothing to say, but do you have any tainit or I get to name it? So the pasuk says by Yehuda. It doesn't matter, but unfortunately it matters to a lot of people. It shouldn't matter, but it does. So the question is, that Yehuda was in Chaziv when his children, when at least Er was named, his son Er. So you see from here that pasuk is saying that his wife named the child because Yehuda was AWOL. Yehuda wasn't there. Had Yehuda been there, Yehuda would have had the choice on the first child. So they bring down some of the Svarim. I saw this Sefer Shemos Baaretz, which is a compendium of Hilchus naming of children. He brings down, so you see from there, that the father is the first child, then the mother is next, and it goes back and forth, but the father is the first. The problem is that the Minhag Olam, if you look around, take a survey, it's usually the opposite way. Usually the mother is the first, then the father, then the mother, then the father. So how did that develop? So Exactly. But
so the minhag
developed, interestingly, apparently, the minhag developed is because since the wife usually moved, maybe this is in Europe, it doesn't really happen now, the wife usually moved to the husband's area, so to show that she still cares for her family, so the husband gave her a consolation prize. You're moving to my neighborhood, but you get the first child to name. This is what it's brought down. I have no idea if that's true. I don't know. But so the minhag is developed, the woman gets the first name. Shemus Baruch says that's the reason. Okay, but what about the time? So Baruch Hashem, baby was born the end of Thursday, 11:30 Thursday night. So I would have named Shabbos, but I was in the hospital still, and Shabbos is no minyan. So the question is, when do you name? So am I supposed to name Monday now, the first Kriyas HaTorah? Are you supposed to wait till Shabbos or anything in between? So you have a couple of this week. I have a great option: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So is there any basis for either way? So Bnei Yisachar brings down that. Well, what's the Shaila? First Kriyas HaTorah, you name the baby. Why? Because Nefesh Chayo Shemo, there's a certain type of, special, neshama that comes into the child when he or her have a name. So for the boy, we wait for the bris for other reasons. But for a girl, what are you waiting for? You name right away. And that's
exactly what to do.
Oh, the Rebbe. Okay, so the Rebbe, we'll see what the Rebbe is holding in a second. One time we'll get to the bells of the Rebbe in a second. But so Bnei Yisachar, he says, so you name right away. And that the brought down in Moshe seems to indicate that this was the minhag. Moshe's not talking about this exact topic, but in one of his tshuvas, where he's talking about Jewish names, non-Jewish names, he seems to say that the minhag was that you name it immediately. Now, why during Kriyas HaTorah? Right? Why is Kriyas HaTorah? So the simple explanation is Kriyas HaTorah is the time when everyone's around, and so it's a public time. It's easy to do. You're supposed to have a minion, maybe, and so maybe that's the reason. I saw some deeper answers. Safer in gematria is shame. I don't really know the depth of that, but it's more of an easier to understand is that usually you make a mishaberach for your wife when you name the baby. When do you make a mishaberach? At the time of Kriyas HaTorah. So it became that the minhag is you name the baby at the time. A stronger idea is you want a crowd there. This is important. This makes a lot of sense. Is for proof what the girl's name is. Because a boy, so you have a bris, there's proof. But you're going to write a get, kiddushin, hopefully you won't write a get, but you're going to write a kvarim, someone's going to write 120, someone's going to have to write the names. So you want there to be a lot of people to witness the naming of the baby girl so that people could testify, yeah, this is her name, it's exactly this and this, to testify. Okay, but okay, 120, okay, well, correct. There's always that person who lives to 150, you know, but it's, maybe that's the spark. But still, you want people to have this for Kiddushin, Mitzvah Kiddushin. You want there to be someone to say, look, this is what should go on the Ksuva, etc. Fine. So that's the reason why it's during Kriyas HaTorah. But so we said, according to B'nai Sas, or according to Sigris Moshe, even the Tamei Minhagim seems to say you name the baby immediately. First Kriyas HaTorah. The Belzer Rebbe says you need to wait 5 days. Why 5 days? I don't know if this is medically accurate or not, but apparently 5 days, at that point, the woman's already not in Sakana. The mother's already out of, I guess, the 3 days. She's home from the hospital. She's recuperated a little bit. And then it's going to be a true simcha when you name the baby. If you name the baby within 5 days, mother's still uncomfortable, I guess, so therefore there's less of a simcha. I'm not sure. He says minhag of bells. He says bells, I don't know, but the bell, I saw it cited, but then in the Sefer Shemus Baritz. But he says, unless it comes at Shabbos. If Shabbos is the third day, then maybe you can name it on the third day. Minchas Yitzchak says, cross the board, you name on Shabbos. Why? Because all ideas, you make a suda when you name a baby. I brought already a reglach. Half the people take the reglach, it's right by my chair, a couple reglach. You take the reglach tomorrow morning, and you're going to run out. No one's going to have sit down and have a suda. So therefore, in order to have a suda, maybe you should wait till Shabbos. And they say also, it's a wild minhag from Pnei Menachem. Pnei Menachem, Chassidish, another Chassidish minhag. It's talking about naming kids. You have to bring the Chassidish sources. So he says that apparently the minhag was at the Chassan, they would walk the Chassan on the Shabbos, Sheva Brachos, to the shul. The only time that they wouldn't walk the Chassan, or the Chassan would take a detour, when there was a bris. Because the bris, guy gets the bris, gets an aliyah, according to some, ahead of the Chassan, and so therefore they would stop and pass the house of the bris. So since a girl is the equivalent, it's the girl equivalent of a bris, so they would also stop by the house if they had a girl. So you see over there, and this minhag developed that they were naming the baby on Shabbos, that didn't to somehow highlight that the bris and the girl are kodem, they have kedima to the chassan in terms of aliyahs. Interesting idea.
What happens in Yom?
Yeah, I don't know, that's a good question. Yaivit says, the first time the mother makes it to shul, you name the baby until 30 days. At the 30th day, she doesn't make it to shul at that point, so then you name the baby in shul. So that's weird. I don't know, they're wild. According to Yaivitz, girls aren't going to have names for 2-3 weeks. I don't know. I didn't look that up recently. This is what I had in my notes. The upshot is what you've all imagined. The Ber Moshe, Mitzitz Eliezer says, Nara, Nara, Pashta. You do what you want to do. There's someone to rely upon. You don't have to drive yourself crazy. Fine. Final issue. What about one issue or one names or two names? No? So the Gra says, why not have more names? The more names, the better. This way you get more kedoshim you're naming for. You're naming for, you know, ancestors. What a beautiful idea. However, the Chazanish says, no, it really should be the exact name. So if someone's name was Rachel and someone's name was Rivka, and you name it Rivka Rachel or whatever it is, so then you're messing up because it's not really a Rivka. It's not really a Rachel. Now, the minhag olam is clearly not that way, at least my own kids. I've mixed and matched, you know, for further. I guess the ideal would be, and you'll see Mirchem tomorrow, the ideal would be to name after one person two names who had those two names, and each of those names also separately represent other people. This way you cover all grounds. You're naming fully after one person, and you get that zuchus, you also get everything. That would be the best, you'll see. Okay, that's the hint. Now, the what about in terms of just one or two more final issues, what about naming after a guy? A whole separate cigarette, or naming Goyish names in general. So Ramosh is not so into such a concept like that. He says it's really not preferable, but he says not usher as well. What about, this happens all the time, boys and girls switching names? So if you add a name, so in other words, a boy's name is,
Ariel,
right, and you name a girl Ariella, right? So I now my oldest daughter's third name is Dubba. Or second name, Dava Buma. So I asked the Shaiwas, is Dava named after Dove? because there is someone in my family whose name is Dov, named after the other Dabba, so you switch it. So is it, but apparently Dabba is its own name within itself. It's not, but are you supposed to do this? So there is a whole discussion about it. But Tzitzel Yezer really says it's not 100% proper because it's a bizayon to name a boy after a girl's name. Obviously, the minug and many posts can disagree with that because many people do switch the names and go from boy to girl. Now, final shaila, what about person died young? Person died young, are you supposed to name after that shaila? And what after that person? And it's question is what's considered dying young also. So they say under 50, under 60, there's some Rahman Utzlan, a lot of people die under 50 and 60 would be appropriate to name after them. So are you allowed? So Igros Moshe again is very, very stark that it's probably not the best thing to do. And he gives a couple of proofs for that. Number one is that the name Yeshayahu was changed, even though Yeshayahu is called Yeshayahu in Tanakh, it's changed to Yeshaya later on, perhaps in other people, because of this change in, you don't want to name directly after the person who was Nifter young. It's the same thing with Akiva and Akiva. They changed, instead of Ayin Kuf Yud Beis Aleph, it's spelled according to some now, Ayin Kuf Yud Beis Hey. Where did that come from? Some people spell it that way because they wanted to switch. Rabbi Akiva died Al Kiddush Hashem, but he was, you know, brutally murdered, and therefore perhaps you should change name. Now, the response to that is, that's not always so clear. First of all, if you do a little bit of a shinoi ktsas, you change the name a little bit, that can rectify, you know, whatever, you know, negative ayin hara that is possibly involved. Again, it's not an isser, and there's sometimes countervailing reasons why you should name it. If it makes someone else...
People
I'm getting to Holocaust in my last sentence. But leaving aside the Holocaust for 1 second, even people, I don't want you to think, I'm saying it's usher to name after someone who died young. There are many posts who say if it serves another purpose, i.e. it makes someone else happy, and it will you know, bring a big comfort to some people. So if that's the case, then there definitely are poskim. Right, correct. So that's the best. Correct, and that is definitely something to be said. Add a name onto it. Exactly, add a name on it, a chai or something like that.
Correct.
And then they're getting to the Holocaust, the final point is, Holocaust name seems to transcend this whole issue. Is the Sefer Shemus Yitzchak cited as well in the Sefer Shemus Baretz, says that, look, when it's coming to someone who died out Kiddush Hashem, we find that there's definitely room to be lenient. The response to that is, well, look at Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we seem to switch his name despite the fact that he died al Kiddush Hashem. Minhag Olam, they say for the Holocaust, I can't imagine anyone goes wrong if you name after someone who died al Kiddush Hashem in the Holocaust. And look, I saw Rav Henkin is cited as saying, like, look, he was named, Rav Henkin, who I think lived to his 90s, said he was named after someone who died when he was 30. And he said, look, everyone should live as long as I live, you know, and that's the worst thing. You name after someone who died at 30 and you live to 92, how have I? That should be the biggest, you know, issur. It shouldn't be the issue. We should be zocha to make many more simchas and to have many more positive shugah chaburs about naming after people.